Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
It's Garrett. I'm doing
I know who you
fantastic.
are, girl.
Hey,
Well,
girl, you can
good.
say girl. Hey, girl.
No, guy. We're hanging in there. Ross
Yeah.
fell really bad,
Oh,
but he's
no.
fine, but he's here, but he's all bruised up, so he looks like he's been beaten up by
Yeah,
Randy.
but you should see the other guy.
I
That's
know
what you
that's
should
what
tell people.
Lewis said.
You should
That's
see
what
the
Lewis said. There, I just said, but you should see. Anywho, what I wanted
Anyway.
to say is happy late Thanksgiving and happy early Christmas.
That's
Merry
exactly why I
Christmas.
was calling. I was thinking you guys, and I'm like, happy holidays, Merry Christmas. It's a lot this time of year. I'm looking at the calendar, and we have a lot to do in a short amount of time. And this
I
is only
know.
my a ninth time around, I think, and I'm sitting around people who it's going to be their first. I got other people who've been here for 18 years, and it's just, it never changes. It's hurry up and wait, and then run, 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 and then dead, and then not. It's just, we're here till 6
Well,
o'clock to help you West Coasters out a little bit, then 7 o'clock next week, I think. So,
good. Okay, well, you never know. So I had a guy come in, and I wasn't going to jerk your chain. So I just looked around on my own, just like give him some basic
Yeah, give
prices.
us some prices, yeah.
He never called me back, and I knew he's. And he, I knew it. He's like, I've been checking other stores, and I'd like to know what you can offer me. Like I've been checking all the stores in your town. Like,
Dude, that's not
I'm
how
like,
this works. Like, this is it. Like,
well,
that's.
I'm not gonna get 3 stones in for you if you're not like gonna be loyal to me.
Right, and that's the thing. Like, bottom feeder, right? And that's what kind of drives me nuts is, that you had a few situations like that recently where. They're looking at 5Ks, looking at big stuff too. What can you do for me? I want this. I saw this price. And they won't even. You ask them what the color and clarity is, and my jewelers ask. Obviously, my jewelers ask. Well, what's the color and clarity? That's a crazy price for a 5K. And they're like, well, we're not going to tell you. And he's like, well, I'm not going to compete against a fictitious quality. Like, why would I say,
But
yeah,
you
I'll beat
compete
that
anyway.
price?
This is the price. If you don't
Right.
like it, then you don't like it. But yes,
Right.
it's absolutely asinine what people, because of the economy, it's a buyer's market, right?
Right.
So they are competing against major players like Costco. How are
Yes.
they affording because of their buying power, right?
Yeah,
So you
right.
go
Yeah,
there
Costco is a
thinking that
menace
they're
when it
fine.
comes to
Well, I just went there.
diamonds, yeah.
I just went
Yeah.
and saw it. I'm like, okay, these are all naturals, and they're all VS1s.
Yeah.
Okay, I can't even come close.
You can in your service, and you can, like, if you want to, and nothing says warm and fuzzy like I bought you your engagement ring at Costco. But, like, they're not going to do anything for you, right? They're not going to help you with anything. They have warranty plans and things like that. But their model is brilliant, right? They do bulk. They offer as close to wholesale as possible. And it's like a Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct is just pushier, right? That's like a Verizon of, they're like just a,
And that's not my target customer.
no,
And
and
I
you're
know
not
that they're
there for
not.
everybody. You're not going to get everybody, but you don't want everybody.
I don't want hardly anybody. What I
Right.
really want is that one customer that comes in and says,
Take care of me.
I want this. Yeah, take care of
Yeah,
me. I don't care
take
what you.
care of me.
I like you, and I just want to be fair to you and to me, and just I trust you. And so
Yeah.
that princess we bought was perfect. You did a great job. So
Yeah.
when we get customers like that, then
Then we knock it out of the park.
we do. But what was the biggest sale you've had this year?
8 carat for $380,000.
Go for you. Good for you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's well, the biggest diamond that we have that we're all trying to sell right now is he just bought, he does stuff like this. He just bought a 20.4 FSI2 round brilliant for eight. Now we're selling, I don't know what he bought it for, but we're selling it for $830,000-ish. But it's a peach pit. Like, he comes, he brings it down, and I've got young reps and stuff that have, I'm like, literally, you're holding $1 million in your hands,
Yeah,
right?
you are. Yeah,
It's
you are.
just wild, right? Like, how can
Yeah.
anybody have a bad day in our industry? We have them for sure, but it's kind of all perspective to kind of go at 30,000 feet, look down, and go, what do I do? I have access to a $1 million item. the potential to sell it. There's customers out there that buy
pieces like this all day long.
But like in my mind too, like I've got a rep that always jokes. He's like, it's a belt buckle like diamond. You know what I mean? Like, what you build a buckle around it. What else would you do with that? Like it's
a
show it to people.
Piece.
Right,
it's
exactly.
Piece,
it's a bragger's
right.
It's in collateral, right? Like people say, like, all right, here, I'll give you this. You know, it's worth $800,000. You could use it as collateral, but it's a paperweight, you know? Yeah, you don't mount that. You don't wear it on your hand, you know?
It would look ridiculous. But, you know, we watch, you know, whatever her name is, Georgina. I am Georgina, you know, Cristiano Ronaldo, and then, you know, Bezos, his wife, that's what they're wearing. So it's like, okay, so I guess some people wear them.
Yeah, I mean, a necklace maybe, even then it would be silly, you know, this giant necklace. I say belly button ring, but who am I?
No,
you know?
No, I wouldn't, no. If you have in your vault, if you had, like, a gallery in your home, a gallery home.
Yeah.
And then you had, okay, these are my precious jewels, and you have them in...
collectors.
Pristine, yeah. That's what it's for.
Yeah.
So hopefully you'll sell it. I want you to sell it.
It'd be cool. Well, hey, I want you and me to sell it. Let's just have somebody...
I pray all the time, and I go to my acupuncture, and I'm very spiritual and religious. I go to church and stuff like that, and I have a relationship with God. That's great. I'm like, you know, I don't think he wants me to make $1 million, but I think he has been so good at... we're surviving.
Yeah, you don't need a million. So, and here's the thing, though. Like, surviving, we all want more. You always want more. But being happy with what you have is a matter of perspective again, right? Where it's like, listen, could things be better? Could things be different? You do have to appreciate what you have.
Well, yeah, but, you know, happiness is...
I know a lot of miserable rich people.
I know more miserable rich than...
right.
I have a rich son, and I have a very poor daughter, and I have it right in my family. So, I can only tell you this. If... you don't have access to the solution, you're banging your head.
Right.
So what you are is you're my soft cushion, yeah?
Yeah.
So it's like, I got Garrett. Okay, I'm desperate. I need your help. You are a solution to a problem.
Right.
I am the eyes and ears here,
yeah.
And I am feet on the ground for you, and so are every vendor. You never know when that person makes $1 million. You never know when someone walks into your store and says, I have good memories of California or in Sonora, and I want to do my ring with you because I've inherited this money. Who's my call? The guy that has never called me, but who's my call? The guy that has always, always answered the phone. Oh, he's the only one.
And
the only one.
And that's, so our biggest thing lately is, because our industry is evolving, especially with lab-grown, it's kind of messed some things up, and, you know, it's ruined. It hasn't ruined relationships, but it's like, well, now I no longer sell the thing you sell, so I don't need you anymore. And it makes sense. I can't fault a jewelry store for changing their business model. It is swinging back to natural, which is great, but we're big on partnerships. I want to be important to the people I take care of. I don't want to be the cheapest guy on the planet because they don't stay open forever. I don't want to be... the most expensive guy, because then no one's going to buy from me. I want to be a fair partner and a resource of knowledge and access to goods, obviously, for all of my jewelry stores. So, you know, and that's exactly what you just described, right? Partnerships.
Well, it is, but it's also trust, and it's also I respect you, so I'm not going to just mess with you.
Oh,
I really respect your time.
You have no idea, especially the new reps. The shit that they get put through, excuse my language, but oh my God, like they get put through the ringer. Some jewelers have no heart. You know, they'll string them along and pull as many diamonds as they can and say, oh, sold somebody else's, sorry. And it hurts. You know, it hurts.
Well, there's no loyalty on either end, and that's really hard.
Yeah.
We've had that. But also jerking the chain. I was just on vacation, and I saw this guy going into the watch store. He had them for hours every night. And every day he would go in there and spend hours on a cruise into their office to look at the most expensive watch and go through every single item of the watch with them. Uh-uh. And not buy.
Oh.
Every night.
So I'm a big watch guy. I would never. That's so insane. Or like, I mean, again, and I'm sure you have them too. When I went to Seattle, you know, older lady coming in. She comes in every day. My jeweler told me, he's like, listen, she doesn't buy anything, but she's a sweetheart. At least she's not taking up time, right? She'll just browse, she'll say hello, and then she'll leave. But then another guy walks by, and I've never seen a jeweler move faster in my life. Like, he went straight to the back. This customer came in, you know, just not the nicest man to deal with, but I guess he comes in every day. But
oh, no.
Zero respect for time, zero respect for what you're doing, and if you don't drop everything for him right at that moment, you know.
Yeah, I don't deal with those people.
No,
yesterday
no.
I had another one, but I'm not going to waste your time. And I think that is the thing. I know when I have a qualified customer.
Yes, yes.
And then I know when they're just puffing off their butt. I'm like, I will look and get some randoms. When you're really serious, I will pull them, but only if you are,
yeah.
like the prices I'm offering you and you are loyal to shop with them. I'm not going to lose my relationship with the diamond dealer for a, you know, a few thousand dollars. It's just not worth it.
I wish more people saw the world like you did, because it's, a lot of people don't care, though. You know, I mean, it just happened the other week to one of my reps over a six-figure diamond. Like, we sent him a six-carat for $130,000. Wouldn't even answer the phone when we were trying to confirm that it got there, right? We saw that it was signed for, but I like to say, hey, Natalie, did you get my diamond? Do you like it? Did it do a good job? When's the customer coming in? That's it, right? We're not saying, hey, did you sell it? Hey, did you sell it? Hey, did you sell it? Did you get it? That's all we cared about, right?
It's $100,000+.
And he didn't respond. And then when I had to get involved, I was like, hey, listen, I had to call his boss. He freaked out. And then just sent the diamond back. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, we were literally trying to figure out. And he sold something else at that point, right? He didn't need it anymore. But he still showed it. He still showed it. Didn't let us know. Didn't communicate with us at all. Again, just another example of some people that just don't want to be. They're not conscientious. They don't see what we put up. They don't see what we go through. So I'm really glad there's people like you still out there, Natalie. And I can't wait to work with you on
this
project.
There's a lot of people like that.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
It's the people who say, yes, I got the package. Or, yes, I got the letter, thank you, Mom. It's
right.
Like, thank you for the gift. And writing a thank you note. Those people,
yes.
They're still out there. It's
they
just
are.
Hard to find them. But,
yeah.
No, Garrett, honestly, thank you for calling. I'm glad
yeah.
I had the time to talk to you today. But we're open every day till Christmas. And you never know. I'm putting it out there. So is
you
God.
And me both. You
we're
and me both. We're doing the diamond
you're my,
dance.
You're my call. Okay, bye,
thanks, Nancy.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye, Nancy.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.